A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone, and may our Lord Emmanuel bless each and every one of us this day and always, and may his love be born anew in us as we celebrate this great and grand solemnity of the birth of Christ. This year, I'm giving myself a wonderful Christmas present, a trip to Antarctica. But although I am paying for the gift, I know that this is really a gift to me from God. You see, I've wanted to go to Antarctica for quite some time, but the timing never worked out. My school vacation time didn't work, and I had parish responsibilities to attend to. I even pondered whether I should miss the opportunity to worship with the community. And when I was in prayer one day discussing that very item with God in a lovely disputatio fashion, the thought which silenced my arguments immediately was, "Can't you let this be my gift to you?" In other words, can't you, Laura, let this trip to Antarctica be my gift, God's gift, to you? Can't you let this be my gift to you? And so I'm going to Antarctica with a lot of help from my friends and planning, but going knowing that ultimately this is God's gift that God and I will share together. And on this day, when we exchange presents and share in the joy of giving and receiving, I wonder if we can remember that the ultimate Christmas gift was given to humanity over 2,000 years ago. But just as much then as it is today, God is asking us to remember that the gift of God's self, God made flesh, is God's gift to all of us, both personally and to humanity as a whole. So can we let Jesus be God's gift to us? Perhaps we get so caught up in the holiday preparations that we lose the profound awesomeness of this gift. Today's gospel is the gospel traditionally proclaimed at the Mass at dawn, called the Shepherd's Mass. This gospel I chose focuses on the actions of the shepherd who received the gift of the message of good news and then act upon it. They go to see the Christ child and recognize the marvelous in the ordinariness of a newborn infant. They then proclaim the good news, and others are amazed at what they hear. Now, the shepherds may very well have gone back to their lives as shepherds, but their lives were forever transformed. And when we receive with open hearts the gift, the profound and wonderful gift that God indeed does love humanity so much as to come among us and dwell with us, how can our lives not be transformed? And indeed, how can our interactions with others not be transformed? And so, as we sit among the wrappings and bows of our presents today, let's take just a moment of contemplation to ponder in our hearts, as Mary did, the wonderful gift of Christ in our lives. Can we nod our heads in grateful assent as God asks us, Can't you let this be my gift to you?